Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Eureka Police Detectives conducted a follow-up investigation into the standoff between Jeffrey Wood and law enforcement on Cooper Lane yesterday. Wood was arrested following the incident after he called 911 and said he heard intruders in his house and that he then stated he had armed himself. When officers, the county SWAT team, and a mental health unit arrived, Wood refused to exit the house for several hours, and when he did, he was arrested on a weapons charge. After securing a search warrant for the residence, detectives found evidence of an indoor marijuana grow, as well as evidence that Wood had fired his handgun several times during the incident, leading to the weapons charge. Wood is now facing a resisting arrest charge, along with an allegation of manufacture of an illegal substance. Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Caltrans can begin work on preparations for the Willits Bypass construction project. Environmental groups have sued over the project, claiming it will harm sensitive wetlands, including salmon habitats and endangered species. The judge's ruling will allow Caltrans contractors to begin removing trees and vegetation from the site of the four-lane bypass, which will go around downtown Willits when completed. Environmental groups have promised to turn up the pressure on Caltrans and continue with lawsuits aimed at forcing Caltrans into reconsidering a smaller, less intrusive project. Earlier this week, Pacific Gas and Electric announced that it was sending 150 employees to the East Coast to assist in the efforts to restore power to hundreds of thousands of residents in New York and New Jersey. Today, PG&E announced that an additional 100 employees, along with specialized equipment, will be dispatched as well to help the Long Island Power Authority restore its electrical grid. PG&E's effort is part of a nationwide mutual aid pact with electric and gas companies in times of emergencies or natural disasters. The city of Eureka announced today that road construction will be performed at one of the city's busiest intersections, beginning Monday morning and continuing through the week. Work crews will work on the driveway of the Humboldt Bay Fire Station between Cousins and West Avenue at Myrtle from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., weather permitting, and there will be heavy construction equipment in the area, along with work crews and traffic controls, will be in effect. And Caltrans announced today that due to scheduled Mad River Bridges project construction, there will be a full closure of the southbound Route 101 Central Avenue off-ramp and the southbound Central Avenue on-ramp to Route 101, beginning 7 p.m. on Sunday and continuing as necessary through 7 in the morning on Monday. All work is weather permitting, and motorists are advised to seek an alternate route. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Yesterday, Humboldt Bay and CAL FIRE crews, along with volunteers from the Samoa Peninsula Volunteer Fire Department, were the first on scene at a warehouse fire at the Fairhaven Business Park. Fire was burning in a 200,000-square-foot warehouse, and while firefighters were able to save the west end of the structure, the east end burned down, as Chief Ken Wood explains.
Yeah, we had Fox Farms was on the west end of the building. We were able to save just about all of their equipment and materials inside the structure. Further down, Myrtletown Lumber and one additional business that we lost completely. But we were able to save about 50% of the building and save a significant amount of equipment and value there. So we were pleased to be able to at least make a difference in that way.
Two other businesses, Myrtletown Lumber and Humboldt Packers, were located in the east end of the warehouse, and the damage is significant, but Chief Woods explains that finding a cause will be difficult.
Not yet. Very preliminary, and that's going to be handled by Samoa Fire, actually, and the insurance company, but because of the extended damage where the fire started on that east end, it's going to be difficult to determine.
Fox Farm Soil issued a statement yesterday reassuring customers that they were open for business and thanking the firefighters for their efforts. And the Humboldt Bay Fire Department wants to remind residents that not only is Sunday the day to turn our clocks back 1 hour, it's also a great time to check and replace the batteries in your smoke detectors. Changing the batteries in smoke alarms once a year is a proven and effective way to remain safe in the event of a fire in your residence. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.